Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Launching into hour number three, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here, let's talk about a naked jogger. Mark, what's that all about?
Well, I just thought this was a funny story, and you know, maybe we can get something out of it. The man who was sentenced, a man who was sentenced for 30 days in jail for taking his daily run while wearing only a stocking cap, gloves, and reflective tape. That's the funny. That is the best part of the story right there. Reflective tape said that the new jogging made him feel alive, according to police. Russell Rada, 49, told police that he had been running naked since he was a teenager and that he generally woke up each day around 4 a.m. To conceal the activity from his wife. Rada reported running in the nude 6 miles a day, every day, weather permitting.
Wow.
This is awesome. One wild, crazy thing that I do that makes me feel alive, police quoted him as saying. Rada pleaded guilty to a charge of indecent exposure May 22nd.
What's indecent about it?
I don't know. He was doing it at 4 a.m. I don't imagine it's been, horrifying too many people. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So the cops just happened to stumble on him, or was there a call made?
In the report, the responding officer wrote that he recalled several occasions over the years of a naked man running in the area. The officer said he spotted Rada by his shoe reflectors as he attempted to cross a road. Rada told police that he didn't indulge his habit to disturb anyone or receive sexual gratification. He said he generally confined his running to open fields, wooded areas, away from roads. He wore reflective tape around his arms, ankles, waist, and thighs to avoid being hit when he crossed roads, police report said. So, I just don't know.
What's wrong with this?
He's facing up to 24 months probation and $1,500 in fines and court costs.
So he's not going to get jail time over this, just probation?
Well, it's up to, he's sentenced to 30 days in jail.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I missed that.
And I guess 24 months probation. I guess he got that additional. I don't know.
I want to hear from somebody that thinks this guy is getting what he deserves. I want to hear from somebody that thinks that there's something wrong with a 49-year-old man going for a new jog. 1-800-259-9231. I don't see what the issue is. I don't see what's indecent about it. Again, indecency and obscenity, typically their legal definitions usually have to do with contemporary community standards, whatever the hell that means. So no one can really say what is and what isn't indecent. It's up to you. It's your own tastes that should be deciding what is and what isn't indecent. And if you don't like it, then maybe you should consider ostracizing the guy instead of throwing him in a jail cell. I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in paying for $40,000 a year or however much it costs, whatever that breaks down to on a monthly basis, a few
grand. Somebody's going to have to pay for, taxpayers are paying for him to spend 30 days in jail.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
And there's no good reason for it.
And he's being plucked out from the economy. He probably has a job. He probably works for a living. And so for those 30 days, not only will the rest of the taxpayers in the area be paying to house and feed him and clothe him, but also he won't be generating any income at the same time. He won't be generating products or services. They're just going to pluck him right out of the economy because he felt like running with his clothes off. Who cares about that? What's the big deal?
I don't particularly want to see Mr. Rada jogging down the road naked. I'm not looking for that. And as a matter of fact, he says he doesn't jog down the road naked. He says he jogs in fields away from people. It's clear that this guy does it for himself. He's not doing it for any kind of exhibition purpose. But I'm not looking. I'm not looking to see him or anything like that. But it. At the same time, I don't really want to see him jogging down the road in a skin tight, lime green thong.
Sure.
Would that be legal?
Apparently.
I mean, what difference does it make?
I don't see how it makes any difference. Who cares if you can see their unit versus seeing their package wrapped in some clothing?
A little bit of material.
Everybody knows what's there. Anybody who's ever learned about basics of the human body knows.
And
what
if your children don't know. Shame on you for not telling your kids what people look like naked.
Right. It's not a turn-on. It's not sexy. A man jogging naked is the last thing that's sexy, and I wouldn't do it personally because there's just not, I don't know, it seems like it kind of be a little jingly and jangly down there, if you know what I mean.
Cold to me. I'm just not really interested in that reason. It's a strange activity. We had to go all the way to Detroit, Michigan to get this story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it happens everywhere at every community.
Who cares if it does?
It's very rare, and I don't see that it, the guy's getting up at 4 a.m. You think that people, like, if there was a guy that liked to run down the road completely naked, just for exhibition purposes, don't you think that people would just be mean or awful enough to him that he would just stop?
They would
honk their horns and go, you know, some people would likely throw trash out their windows at him or yell things at him. They'd make him not want to run down the road naked. I think that we citizens can take care of this whole naked jogging problem.
Yeah.
We don't need to lock people up. We don't need to spend taxpayer money.
I'd rather have my police out investigating real criminals.
Right, absolutely. Know? This cop that picked this guy up, couldn't he have been back at the station going over old murder cases?
Or something, yeah. Something. Current rape cases, whatever. Vandalism.
There's all kinds of cases that we could have these police on. I mean, we're paying these guys to do stuff, and what are they doing? They're picking up naked joggers who've been out doing this at 4 a.m. for years.
Real cases that actually involve harm being brought to others or their property.
I think that's really the key. Harm being brought to someone.
Well, I guess someone could say that their eyes were burning by seeing the man jogging naked down the street, but
he wasn't jogging down the street, for one.
Let's presume he was, though. Let's presume he was just jogging through his neighborhood. What if somebody claimed that their eyes were, they had to claw their eyes out because of that?
Well, they would be clawing their own eyes out.
That's true.
Couldn't someone claim that they were clawing their eyes out because he was wearing pink running shoes, too?
Sure, or letting his big fat belly hang over his shorts or something like that.
Anything.
Sure. There's all kinds of unpleasant, distasteful things that people look at on a daily basis, and they manage to survive and live through it and live another day. It's just disgusting that people in this country are so uptight about nudity. Nudity is not sexuality. They do not equate.
Well,
they can equate.
I think that there are some people that are caught up in that, and the problem is that it's just, the police go after people that stick out like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's really just it. They go after people that stick out, and the guy's naked, so he sticks out, so they pick him up. It's not really worth it.
I think it just all stems from this sort of the Puritan past of America. I mean, we've got some very hypocritical laws, double standard laws in this country that say that, well, it's okay for men to jog down the street without a shirt on, but men cannot jog down the street without any clothes on, but women must jog down the street with all of their special parts covered. Women cannot jog with their shirts off as men can. Why is that? Because their breasts are larger. Does that make any sense?
No.
Well, maybe it's because their breasts are sexier than men. Maybe because some horny attorneys or some horny lawmakers decided they just couldn't keep it in their pants and they wanted to legislate against women jogging down the street. Because to me, there's nothing sexy about that. And if it were done more often, if a woman jogging down the street without any top on or walking down the street without a top on was done more often, then there would absolutely be nothing sexy about it. It'd be something that we are used to seeing, just like we're used to seeing guys shirtless. Nobody bats an eye at a dude that's shirtless. It doesn't matter if the guy has big breasts, because guys can have breasts. Fat men can have breasts, right? Their breasts can be just as large as some women's breasts. And they're certainly they're certainly unsightly. I don't like looking at them, but I would never complain about it. It doesn't bother me that much. It's his body. If he wants to show it off, let him. Some people are going to laugh. Some people are going to not care. Some people might support him. Whatever. Why can't individuals make these choices for themselves? Oh, men can make the choices, but women can't, right? How's that fair?
I don't know. It's just it's all so strange to me.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Can you explain to me why it is that men are allowed to go around shirtless? Let's not talk about full nudity. I mean, we could talk about that if you want to, but let's just focus on the discrepancy between men and women going topless. Why is it okay for a man to be topless, but not a woman? Can you explain that to me? 800-259-9231.
Many municipalities won't allow women to serve food topless either. I guess
why?
Because you want me to make a guess?
Yeah.
Okay, because their breasts produce milk and
accidentally squirt in the food or something.
I suppose milk could drip out of them.
Oh,
I
please.
Guess. I don't know.
Well, then we might as well.
Then
we might as well make it so all servers have a piece of tape over their mouths so they don't accidentally drool in your food as well.
Yeah, they can spit while they're talking.
Servers should also put a hairnet on or a hair cap on to prevent dandruff and stray hairs from falling into their plates. I mean, it's just absurd. Why is there a discrepancy in the law between men and women going topless? 800-259-9231. Please, make it make sense to me. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of female listeners is there. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo. Ladies of all ages, shapes, and sizes, and colors, they're all there. And, in fact, one of our youngest listeners has just been recently added to the Shrine. Margaret's on the Shrine now, and you can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit within the next year, and that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless.
KeepYourAssets.net. That's where they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Debbie in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Debbie.
Hi. How's it going today, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I am a radio talk show host myself on WTPRN. I'm Deborah Stevens. I have the Rule of Law on Thursday and Friday nights.
Okay.
From 9 to 11 Central Time. And I just wanted to call in you guys' show. I have really been enjoying your show this afternoon a whole lot.
Great.
And you're talking about the topless thing. And I don't know the answer to the question that you asked, but I can tell you from my experience just last week, I went to the Rainbow Gathering in Arkansas, which I've gone for many years, and it's a gathering of people in national forests on public lands to basically just do their own thing.
And sure, we're very familiar with the Rainbow family.
Yes, and it's like, you know, you people in the river, you know, this big, beautiful river, you know, half of them are naked, women, men, the kids, too. It's like no big deal. I mean, it's just people. There's nothing sexual about it at all. You know, people just being themselves and natural and swimming in the river. And it's like, you know, there's kids running around, 8, 9, 10 years old, whatever. You know, little boys, little girls, and they, a lot of them don't have clothes on. You know, I'm sitting out there topless. Other women are.
Right.
It's like this 13-year-old boy runs past or swimming past. He don't even look at me.
Right, because
he's totally not interested in my topless body at all. He's all he cares about is splashing water and pushing his friend off the bridge or whatever. You know,
he may be interested at some point or another, but so I mean, he's going to be interested.
Yeah.
If he's interested, interested in you with or without clothes. So
yes,
I mean,
that's true.
That's true. That's very true. You know, and it, you know, the whole point was that, you know, there's just nothing weird or perverted about it at all. And the police, the feds, were coming down there every day, okay, many times a day, and arresting people for being naked or topless.
Jeez.
In the river. This is on national forest land.
I think, you know what I think, Debbie? I think they are the ones that are the sickos. I think they are the ones that are the perverts. I think they're taking their perverted mentality where they think that nakedness equivocates sexiness, and they're sort of taking that from their own mindset and sort of superimposing it on everyone else. They're figuring, well, if I think it's sexy for people to be naked, then everyone else must think so, and something's bad about that, something's wrong about that, so therefore we must put people in jail cells to teach them the right lessons in life.
It's
just sick.
I've heard it come out of people's mouths that they felt like, you know, different carvings, like the Venus de Milo, that they're nudity, that they're pornography, that they should be done away with.
Really?
Right.
Jeez.
Well, see, I don't even know if there's a valid law that they were enforcing. See, this is what my show, me and Randy, we're going to be looking into. They set up a mobile temporary federal magistrate court in Arkansas just for the Rainbow. They had 600 trials in one day, okay, for just various crap. They were just searching people, roadblocks, you know, the new
so
thing. And I think a lot
charges?
Of it is it's a revenue, money-making scam. They just want to go in there and arrest as many people as they can for whatever they can pin on them just
sure.
to make money.
Yeah, the feds hate the Rainbow family.
They hate it.
They hate the fact that the Rainbow people are going out and having a good time, enjoying themselves and cleaning up after themselves, and they hate the fact that they're just a friendly group of people that knows how to have a good time and just likes to spend time with one another, and they try to just ruin all their parties and ruin their fun. And
they try to make us have permits. They want to require us to have permits. You don't have to have a permit to be in the national forest. They try to give people camping tickets. You can't give us a camping ticket. This is public land. And then we say, oh, it's federal land. No, it's our land.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that
I'm
pretty sure that in the Constitution it doesn't give the federal government the authority to determine whether or not you have to wear a bra. I'm pretty sure about that.
In the middle of a forest. Give me a break. It's not even a national park. It's not a city. It's not inside any city limits. You know, it was ridiculous. The feds, they were buzzing choppers like 30 times a day. Okay, and me and Randy, we're going to take them down. We're going to hit them with all these FOIA requests and demand that all the flight plans of all the chopper flights that they flew over. We're going to subpoena all the records of all the trials, the 600 trials in one day, all the people, what they got charged with. We're getting written statements from everybody as far as, like, them being searched without a warrant and Ray. We're not going to put up with this crap anymore.
Good luck with that.
Yep. I think that, you know, people have to ask questions. The more questions that are asked of the federal government, the more it's just going to show their illegitimacy.
Debbie, I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys, so much.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you get a chance, head over to our website at shrine.freetalklive.com. Look at the Shrine of Female Listeners there, and consider sending us a validated photo, and we'll add you to the Shrine and maybe put a link to your show if you do that. Thanks, Debbie.
Guys.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
The call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So Debbie's on our side on this. She agrees with us that it's silly that there are laws that are being enforced against people for just going around topless or being naked. What's the issue here? Why is there a discrepancy between women and men as far as going topless is concerned? And beyond that, what's the big deal about somebody being naked? You know, if I want to walk outside naked into my front yard to get the newspaper in the morning and walk back in, whose business is that?
I suppose to some extent it's your neighbors. I mean, you know, they could decide how they felt about it or whatever. And maybe if they really didn't like it, they could come and talk to you about it.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And maybe if I wanted to, I would listen to them and acquiesce and go ahead and put on some boxers.
And if not, you'd just be the crazy guy that comes out and gets the paper naked.
Right.
You know, I don't see that it would be that big of a deal.
I don't either. I really want to know what the big deal is. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Scott, listening on KGWA in Oklahoma. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, let me throw a little comment on what you just talked about. I think you guys should do your show next week totally naked. How's that?
No.
You know, I've been close to it. Back in Florida, where we used to do the show it was very hot in the studio, and I would typically be here in boxer shorts.
And I was completely embarrassed for him.
Well, see, I think most people over about the age of 35 don't look good naked anyway. That's why they discriminate against those who do.
Hey, that's not right.
Keep it to yourself. I'm 36 and looking good.
That's not right. I mean, that's your subjective opinion as to what does and what doesn't.
Most people in middle age or above don't look good naked.
That's true.
They really don't. Okay, now, what I'm talking about is this. I am sick and tired of party politics in this country.
Hooray.
The Democrats and Republicans both have been playing off against each other in what I call the world's most expensive, useless Punch and Judy show now for the past 12 years in Congress.
Mm-hmm. I am absolutely with you on that. Scott, I want to let you continue on that line of thought. So hang on. We're going to bring you back, okay?
All right.
800-259-9231. I think I'm equally as disgusted as Scott on this whole party politics BS. The Republicans and the Democrats, they're two sides of the same big government coin. There really isn't much of a dime's worth of difference between the two of them. We'll explore that idea coming up here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited extended warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system awaits. Almost 250,000 posts, over 1,600 people are around that number interacting. There are serious issues. There are fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. I guess there is fun stuff. bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phone calls and return to Oklahoma, KGWA land, and Scott is on the line. Wanted to talk about the disgusting, despicable two-party political system. Scott, in Oklahoma? He's gone. Let's try Chris. Before we bring Chris on, let's comment on what Scott was bringing up, Mark. He was pretty frustrated with the whole Democrat versus Republican, red state versus blue state, our team versus your team mentality.
And how
country.
Americans have been just sort of tricked by it, just gone along with it, and how really it one way or the other, they're all growing the government.
Yes.
Supposedly the Republicans are the government are the party of small government, and George Bush has grown the government far more than Clinton ever imagined doing, and the Democrats pretty much tell you they want to grow the government.
Yeah, the Democrats are at least honest with you. They'll tell you straight to your face they want government to get bigger.
They think that people, pretty much they're willing to say, maybe not in these words, but people are too stupid to take care of themselves. The government needs to do it.
Right, and the Republicans will say the complete opposite and then go and do what the Democrats do, and that is make the government bigger. They've had their chance. The Republicans have had total control of all three branches of government, and they did nothing but make government bigger and more expensive and more intrusive than it's ever been. And so I can totally understand why people are completely fed up with the political system. It seems like a total and complete waste of time. There are some exceptions. Ron Paul, he's a great guy from what I can tell, pretty honest dude. He flies in the face of everything that's conventional politically.
It seems to me like he's the only hope that the federal government really has of being anything close to legitimate ever again.
Yeah.
To me, if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, I just don't see any hope at all.
So then, if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, does that mean you'll support secession?
Oh, I think that I think that people believe the Constitution. The Constitution has legitimacy. I will not support secession.
Here's a question I want to ask Ron Paul if we ever get him on the air. If you could push a button that would eliminate the federal government tomorrow, would you push it? Would you push it, Mark?
Eliminate the entire federal government?
Eliminate the entire federal government. And I don't mean screaming deaths for the people that work for it. I just mean eliminate that level of government. It would still leave the 50 state governments remaining. All of the little federal bureaucrats could go get jobs in the real world. If you could push that button and have it all go away, would you do it?
I think that would cause a cataclysmic effect. I think that Americans are expect government to be there, and they need to have...
Yes, this would eliminate the federal government. It's like a magic button, Mark, because obviously the button will never really exist.
Obviously.
So the magic button would eliminate the government and have no cataclysmic effect.
But the cataclysmic effect would in fact be what people imagine. Oh my God, where did the federal government
go? It would
go?
Eliminate the concept.
How are we going to get our letters mailed from one place to the other? Now, obviously, there's UPS and FedEx and all kinds of organizations.
You're attaching my fantasy scenario to the real world, and I'm
so
telling
difficult.
You that the button would also wipe out people's memories of the federal government.
I don't.
They wouldn't even know it was there in the first place.
I think that, what you're asking me really is, would I get rid of the Navy? Would I get rid of the Army? Would I get rid of these, the things that legitimately the federal government is supposed to do?
Well, you're presuming the federal government's legitimate, but that's another topic entirely. Let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Chris in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Chris.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm still on.
Oh, this apparently is Scott in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was going to say.
Bit of confusion there behind the scenes. So,
okay,
Scott.
My conviction is that about 80% of all the congressmen in Washington, D.C. are only pimping power. They don't really care about the principles of the Constitution or the people who they're supposed to represent. So
of
that's
course.
Why I would like to see parties totally eliminated. I think they will be the death of politics in this country if we allow them to continue much longer.
I don't see a bad thing with politics dying. I'd be happy if politics died in this country. Please,
okay,
let politics go away.
Here's how I tend to do it, okay? If I were young enough, I would get a good webmaster to do me a website where I could then run for Congress, represent the people of my district, set up a series of questions. What do they want me to do? Well, how do they want me to approach certain issues and give them a list of options? Also, every bill pending before Congress, they could therefore vote on it, and in order to do so, they would have to pass simple tests on their knowledge of those bills. They could also have linkage to those bills. Those bills could have the relevant points highlighted so they could speed read it instead of dwelling through, 100 to 1,000 pages of...
You know, Scott, have you ever... Scott, have you ever heard?
Then I would simply vote their summation of what they want me to do,
right,
instead of me being there in a quiet room,
Scott, I totally understand where you're coming from. You're concerned with, the lobbyists and their money, influencing politicians more so than the constituents. But then again, I would make the argument, Scott, that it's a fantasy to believe that there can be such a thing as a representative government simply because you couldn't possibly represent all the people in your area.
The people collectively, though, have the right to make their own mistakes.
No, there are no collective rights.
There's greater wisdom in the collective intelligence,
knowledge, and are you a communist?
Wait, come on.
Than there is in a handful of representatives who essentially are there for their own.
I don't agree. Do you agree with mob rule? Does Mike make right?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, there's no collective rights. I'd like to make that clear. They're only individual rights.
Wisdom.
No.
Wisdom.
Ignore my friend here. He's never going to.
The street, and probably seven of them could do a better job of representing my district than my congressman does right now.
I believe you on that.
I would absolutely agree. My friend is never going to agree with you at all when it has to do with any form of government because he doesn't believe that any form of government's legitimate.
I believe in self-government.
What I would say to you is that there's already, Downsize D.C. already has a bill that they're trying to get sponsored in Congress that would require every single congressperson, be it, congressperson and senator, to read every bill that they vote on.
Every page of it.
And I think that that would go a long way towards making our system more legitimate.
Okay, now, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned about doing away with the federal government going back to the 50 states.
Yeah.
Did either of you ever read the book, The Nine Nations of North America?
No, I did not.
No.
Why?
Okay, where they were broken up into regional governments on common geography.
I'm familiar with that. I've seen that map.
Yeah. Okay. I think maybe that makes more sense than one federal government supposedly representing all 50 states, which it does not.
I see some value in what you're saying. What it's saying is that there's a lot of, say, western states that have a lot of things in common.
Mm-hmm.
Utah, Wyoming, Colorado.
Pacific Northwest,
but,
Southwest. Southeast,
it still draws a lot of. It says that nine states make sense, and I like the idea of smaller and smaller states. Simply that way, people can have, varying degrees of rules. For instance, Utah is very similar to Wyoming, except that all the Mormons live there, and they want to live under a different set of rules than the people in Wyoming do. And the people in Colorado, like Colorado Springs, man, some of the most liberal places in the United States, they don't want to live the same way people do in Wyoming want to live.
That's why you have a confederation charter where. Basically, they've got state rights, which would be equal, if not superior, to the collective rights of this regional government. You see what I'm getting at? I mean,
yeah.
The state of Wyoming could therefore have its own set of principles, which it could enforce against the common constitutional belief system of that whole region, which is part of a regional government.
Gotcha.
I've been through most of Western United States, and quite frankly, we don't have a common country here. We like to think we do, we really don't.
Scott, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. His phone's a little scratchy. 800-259-9231. I see where he's coming from, and in theory, having nine federal governments would be better than one federal government. That much is true. But at the same time, if we're going to have nine, why don't we have 50? I mean, let's have 50. More competition that way. That's a better thing than nine. And also, I don't want to be in the same governmental system as the people in Massachusetts. I live in New Hampshire, and it's like a completely different world up here.
It's absolutely true. For instance, yeah, I don't have anything in common really with somebody who lives in Boston.
Not at all.
My life isn't like that.
I have no interest in the people in Massachusetts and the laws that they want. They want a whole bunch of government, and I don't want any of that crap. So why should I have to deal with that? Let's get rid of the feds entirely. 800-259-9231. What do you think? Curtis in Indy is going to tell us coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And again, freetalklive.com. You want to voluntarily support the show, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. There are 41 categories to shop in. So if there's a product you're looking for, whether it be brand new or even used, Amazon probably sells it. Go and find out for yourself at amazon.freetalklive.com. Add it to your shopping cart, check out, and feel good because a percentage of your purchase benefits Free Talk Live. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, as we go to the phones, to the fun. It's Curtis in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just calling because I've got a general question. I guess I understand at least one of you advocates more or less life without a government, right?
Yes, that's me.
All right. How would that be anything but, like, a nasty, brutish, and short life existence? I mean, wasn't somebody, you know, Hobbes or somebody like that look at the situation and call that a state of nature?
Well, okay, it's an interesting question. I understand why you think the way that you do. You, like me, and like most of us, were educated by the government to think that government is a necessary organization. Why? Let me ask you this. It's a very simple question. Should any products or services be provided at the point of a gun?
I don't see why.
Okay, well, if you don't believe that products or services should be provided at the point of a gun, then you think as I do. It's just that you haven't made all of the connections mentally that I have so far and thought about it, thought it through. Government provides its services and products at the point of a gun. Now, you don't see the gun up front, but they'll pull it out if you decide not to to pay them. If you decide that you're not interested in their services, they'll demand payment from you, even though you've never actually agreed or contracted with them to receive them. And so government is an involuntary, coercive organization that, you know, all of its services that it provides can all be provided by the free marketplace on a voluntary basis.
Well, I thought the government derived its just powers from the consent of the governed.
When did you consent?
When did I consent?
Yeah.
When I became a citizen.
Right.
When I was born.
That?
I mean,
I
think I would extend the option to consent and reform a government. I would opt in. The alternative is unthinkable.
Well, I don't want to consent. Where does that leave me?
Well, then you could leave the country, I suppose.
Oh, I see. So I thought that I was able to choose whether or not I consent. Now you're telling me I don't get to choose, right? I get to leave.
Well, I don't know what other choice there could be.
Well, my choice is to act peacefully and not harm others and destroy their property. So if I'm not harming any other people, then what's your issue with me?
Well, I think there's a greater good from people giving up certain of their rights,
really?
I suppose, that they might have in a state of nature. which would be to, you know, amble over to my neighbor and knock him over the head and take
No,
his,
you don't have a right to. You don't ever have a right to knock your neighbor over a head.
Let me wade in here as the small government guy, if I may. Now, I do not advocate what my partner says, but I think I don't think he's doing a great job of explaining what it is that he wants. He does want government. He absolutely wants government.
I don't want government. Government's a coercive
monopoly.
You can
call it what you wish, sir, but you want government. You just wish to be able to opt out and opt into different forms of government, like insurance companies. So you want voluntary government. So in the same way,
that's a contradiction in terms. You can't have a government and have it be voluntary.
Understand, but everybody else out there understands sort of government as the services it provides. You understand government as involuntary.
A gang of thugs.
Right.
Yes.
Gotcha. You want the same services the government provides. You just want to be able to opt in and opt out of whichever organization.
Most of their services I don't want. But yes, I see where you're coming from.
You want the protection that police provide.
Not really. Not particularly.
But you believe that security companies would be able to provide them better. That
sure.
kind of thing.
Yes.
So he doesn't, in fact, want a state of nature. What he wants is voluntary forms of government.
Well, we're in a state of nature right now. There are people that are using violence on innocent people, calling themselves the government, and to me, that's absolutely atrocious.
I'm not sure what you mean by people using violence on the innocent in the name of the government.
Well, here's an example. For instance, a young lady or a young man might get pulled over by a cop. The cop searches their car, finds a joint in their ashtray, and then violently throws them into a jail cell. How's that for one example? I can think of more.
I think that's just a debate about what type of laws we should have. I think I'd probably agree with you that somebody having a joint in their car, the big scheme of things, isn't something the government should be having a hand in.
Oh,
that doesn't mean I don't want any government.
Right. Okay, well, I don't want to debate over what laws we should have. To me, it seems like there's only one law, and that is natural law, and that says, in common law, that says that you should not hurt others. Don't harm others, and don't bring harm or damage to their property. Don't steal stuff from them. As long as you aren't doing damage or harming, then you should be left alone. Don't you agree with that?
Well, the thing is that not everybody follows the golden rule. I mean, if we did and we were all Christians and did unto others as we'd have done unto us, you wouldn't need a government, but people aren't that way, at least not in my experience.
So, okay, if that's true, then why would you want a government around for all of those people that don't follow the golden rule to get in charge of others?
But that's why you have a democracy where you can elect the people that you want to govern you.
How well has that been working?
I don't know. Name
not
a better
so well.
System that's in existence somewhere.
Do
you have an example of the kind of government that or non-government that you'd like, a society that's built on that principle? You know, historically or now, that you would cite as an example of how it could work?
Well, actually, there were some examples. Ancient Iceland was fairly close to a stateless society, fairly close for quite a while. And plus, I don't need an actual example of the society. I can point to different examples of how the marketplace provides the same services at a lower cost and more efficient and better efficiency than government does. And you just simply take those examples and stretch them out society-wide, and you just simply come up with voluntary solutions to the government services instead.
Sure, but where have you ever found an example of a complex economy that worked well for its citizens without a government to back it up?
Actually, the government, the economy works. See, you don't appear to know too much about how the economy works. It works better without the government in the background. The bigger government gets, the worse the economy becomes, because the government's nothing more than a parasite on the economy. People like you and I, unless you're a bureaucrat, and I don't know what you do, but I'm presuming you're not a bureaucrat. If you're not a bureaucrat, you produce a product or a service that people value, and they're willing to separate their money from themselves voluntarily to purchase that product or service. Government bureaucrats don't do that. They take all of their money by force, and they extract it from the productive members of society like you and I. So actually, the larger government becomes, the more obtrusive it becomes, the worse the economy gets. So therefore, the smaller the government, the better. And so if we're going to go ahead and make government really, really small, let's go all the way and get rid of it entirely.
Yeah, but see, that's where you and I have to agree to disagree.
Same here.
Because no government will just not work. There has to be something that backs up, that makes sure that the people who aren't going to cooperate, the people who will tend to, aggrandize your own, self-interest above all others, will keep them under control. Without
people
that,
are in government
without
today,
that,
sir.
Here's
where I would differ with you, sir, is what I'm saying is I believe we need a government in, as a placeholder to keep those people that would get, those people that are the worst of our society, I believe, move up in government as it's more powerful. So we need a small government as a placeholder for a large
but
government.
But there was a small government, and it got bigger.
Yes, I
understand.
As
all governments do.
And look, your ancient Iceland example failed, too. All governments fail over time. It is the right of
patriots. So why do we keep trying them?
To water.
Isn't the definition of insanity to keep trying the same crap over and over again and expect different results?
You got the same thing from ancient Iceland. It's
well,
the same
as I said,
thing.
It wasn't perfect. Perfect stateless society.
And obviously this one wasn't either. Let's take the Constitution back, rewrite it, put some penalties in there for politicians that step
but
out
I
of
But I don't
bounds.
Consent.
I say we hang them all and start over.
But I don't consent to your new constitution. What are you going to do about that? You going to throw me in a jail cell?
I might.
Yeah, you violent thug. Any other thoughts, Curtis?
Oh, no. I think that's it. I enjoy your show very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. You know, all of his objections that he brought up to the stateless society exist today. We have people who are in search of power who've gotten in charge of the government. And, yeah, they did it through your precious democratic process. That's what's going on in this country today. We're more democratic than we ever were. We're supposed to be a representative republic, and it looks more like a democracy now than it ever did in the past. So democracy doesn't democracy doesn't guarantee that you're going to be free. Democracy doesn't guarantee that you're going to have rights. In fact, democracy is probably the easiest one of the easiest paths to getting rid of all of those things. If 51% of the people decide to walk into a voting booth and abolish all the rights that that people have, then there they go. Hey, the majority wanted it. They must be right. If it's a majority, it must be right.
I wouldn't propose for a second bringing a democracy into place. What I would propose is that if we were going to rewrite the Constitution, that we would make it mandatory that both of the houses come up with a 66% vote to pass anything.
Ooh, a super majority.
Yes.
Still.
Just make it difficult.
Might does not make right, and people need to really get that through their heads. And enshrining power in this government creation.
Doing away with government isn't going to stop might makes right.
Doing away with government at least equalizes everybody, and it doesn't make people think they've got authority over others.
I don't think anybody's equal. The guy with the biggest gun is the one who's in charge.
I've got an AK upstairs. Thanks very much. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.